Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and since this is Monday, we're going to begin with a reading. Usually we read from the Rockcliffe Review, but this time I'm going to read from a publication called Seek the Old Paths. Now, this is a publication that is put out by the Church of Christ at Leoni, located between McMinnville and Woodbury on the old highway between them there. And the editor of this paper asked me to write a series of articles on marriage. Now, I've read the first two of these in previous classes, and today I'm going to read the third. It's under the title, Marriage Is Not. So this is Marriage Is Not, number three. And here's how the article went. In God's plan, marriage is not for the immature. Marriage is for those mature enough to make and keep their commitments. In God's plan, marriage is until death do us part. Solomon teaches us that marriage is not for the self-centered and immature. We might not think Solomon is a good source for wisdom about marriage. King Solomon loved many strange women. He had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. When Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods, 1 Kings 11, 1-8. Solomon was not happy with his many wives. In Ecclesiastes 7, 26-28, he wrote, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeketh. But I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all these have I not found. Solomon had too many wives. He would have been better off with one. In multiplying wives, he multiplied problems for himself. He came to realize this, for he wrote, Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Ecclesiastes 7:29. Yet Solomon's wisdom did not just come from his experiences. Solomon's wisdom also came from God. In the Proverbs of Solomon, God gave us many gems of wisdom about marriage. Solomon learned some of these things the hard way, but all things he learned from God. Solomon wrote, To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. Proverbs 2:16-17. The lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is sweeter than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Proverbs 5:4-7. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as a loving hind in a pleasant roe, and her breast satisfy thee at all times. And be thou ravished always with her love. Proverbs 5:15-19. Whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. Proverbs 6:32-33. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Proverbs 12:4. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish pluck it down with her hands. Proverbs 14:1. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. Houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Proverbs 19:14. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Proverbs 21:9 and 25:24. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Proverbs 21:19. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Proverbs 27:15. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Proverbs 31:10-12. Solomon also gave us the Song of Songs, the Song of Solomon. The Song of Solomon may be the most baffling book in the Bible. Reading it is like looking at a tapestry of lovely pastoral scenes. We sense that the scenes tell a story, but the story is lost. Yet in the midst of its obscure beauty, there is wisdom to glean. Solomon's song teaches us about the beauty of maturing love. The love in the beginning of this song is a love of passion. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Song of Solomon 1 in verse 2. This love is centered on self and springs from the pleasure it brings. As the song proceeds, this love matures into a love of friendship. This is my beloved, and this is my friend. Song of Solomon 15:16. A love of friendship is a love that provides mutual benefit one to another. The song does not stop here. This love matures into an unselfish commitment. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong in death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire which have a most vehement flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would be utterly contemned. Song of Solomon 8:6-7. Self-centered passion may spark our first thoughts of love, but in an enduring love, friendship is better and becomes dearer. But there is greater love than friendship love. Physical and mental decline may rob us of the pleasures we once enjoyed with our dear friend, but with mature, agape love, the contentment remains, or the commitment remains. Many waters do not quench our commitment. In God's plan, marriage is not for the immature. Marriage is for those mature enough to make and keep their commitments. We make an unselfish, agape love commitment to each other when we marry, for better or worse, in sickness and in health. In God's plan, marriage is until death do us part. Well, that's the third in a series I wrote for this publication on what marriage is and is not. There's one more article on what marriage is not, and I'll read that after it comes out. And then we're going to look at two articles on what marriage is. And so be a student in the Radio Barron County Radio Bible School, and you'll be able to hear the readings from those publications and those articles in a timely fashion. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. and I'm reading a lesson on Abraham, and we have come to Genesis chapter 17. And before we proceed with this Sunday school lesson on Abraham and the strangers, I need to read to you Genesis chapter 17. So follow with me now as I begin in Genesis 17 in verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, Jehovah appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of a multitude of nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For the father of a multitude of nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land of thy sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. Genesis 17:9. And God said unto Abraham, And as for thee, thou shalt keep my covenant, thou and thy seed after thee throughout their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every male among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin. And it shall be a token of a covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every male throughout your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money, or any foreigner that is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant, and the circumcised male, the uncircumcised male, who is not circumcised in the flesh of his sore foreskin, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. Genesis 17:15. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt call her name, not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her, and moreover, I will give thee a son of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Nay, but Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, for his seed shall be after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee, behold, I have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. Genesis 17:22. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought of his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the same day, as God had said to him. And Abraham was 90 years old and nine when he circumcised in the foreskin of his flesh. And Ishmael his son was 13 years old when he circumcised the flesh of his foreskin.